You Always Know by Rainy Day Decaf, narrated by Rhea314, recorded for Voice Team 2024. Fandom Critical Role, Rating General Audiences, No Archive Warning Supply. Relationships: Essek Thalis / Caleb Widogast, Essek Thalis and Caleb Widogast.
Meow.
A little paw touched the back of his head. Out of habit, Essek leaned his head back to let Frumpkin nuzzle his hair, though kept his eyes on the book in his hands. Yes, I'm quite busy at the moment. Frumpkin purred in his ear and paced along the back of the couch, whiskers tickling the side of his face. Essek reached back and idly gave the fey cat a few scritches before letting his hand drift back down to keep petting. Frumpkin, who was curled in his lap, had been there for the past half an hour, in fact. Essek blinked, startled, and looked from the cat in his lap to the identical cat perched by his shoulder. Both cats watched him expectantly. Ah, so it was that sort of game. Essek smiled. He set his book aside, and the cat in his lap obligingly moved to the cushion so he could stand up. With a solemn air, he regarded first one Frumpkin and then the other, eyes narrowed as he took in every detail. One of them licked a paw and yawned. The other twitched a tail. Ah, of course. Essek leaned over the cat that had been keeping him company and kissed the top of its head. Hello, Caleb. Between one blink and the next, the cat was gone. In its place was a smiling, sleepy Caleb, who cupped Essek's face in his hands. You always guess right, he said, laughing a little. Of course I do, Essek said. He meant to come across as arrogant, but couldn't hold back the fondness in his voice. The hopeless smile as Caleb tugged him back down and reclaimed his lap once more. Frumpkin loafed on the back of the couch and continued to purr. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.